Hello, welcome to Taste Test Dummies. My name's Nick.
My name's John.
How's it going?
It's going, Nick. It seemed like you were going to say John. It's going. How's it going with you?
John, it's going well.
Excellent.
Going well. Today I hear we have some stuff to try.
We've got some stuff to try.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, here's the thing. Before we get there, how about we try something before that?
Okay. Before we try something, let's... Okay.
Today is going to be wacky. I'm a little shook. I told you that before.
I knew some new stuff.
Today was an intense day.
I knew to be on alert.
Yes, on guard. Touche. So,
John's going to blow us all out of the water.
Oh, it's never going to believe
it. I'm going to be impressed. Yeah. Everyone, edgy
showstopper. You can all tell by the description of this episode, but the first thing I have is thematic, but it is a little bit of a wild card. And I was just like, what is this going to be like?
Can you go into what thematic means? In this, don't thematic, define the word. Don't define the word.
Thematic to the rest of the episode.
Okay. It's like I don't want Webster telling me.
No.
I just don't know what the theme is.
Don't want
is.
That. Don't pee.
I also don't know what the theme is. Okay. Oh, okay. He's already shown me the shooter. I have definitely seen this in the store, but have certainly never tried it.
It seems weird. So it's Jameson Orange. And I was like, what is this? This doesn't make sense.
The first time I saw it, I assumed it couldn't mean Irish whiskey in the flavor of orange.
Right.
I was like, surely something else is going on.
And it says Jameson Irish whiskey with natural orange flavor.
But can I pause it? Glenmorangie Nectar d'Or.
Oh.
Can I pause it that?
I think
so.
Just Glen, did.
That is like a Highland Scotch that has an orange-ish flavor to like a variety of theirs, right?
Right. And it's good.
That might be where it's coming from.
Is there
from.
A chance this is going to be good?
Yeah. There has to be a chance.
There's a chance.
There has to be a chance. I mean, okay, first off, we both like Jameson. We did Irish whiskey on here a while ago. And you could also say, by the way, this is thematic to the fact that St. Paddy's Day is around now.
Yes.
Just to take a step back. Stream of consciousness here.
I got a whiff of orange immediately.
But I think you picked Jameson and I picked Tula Mardew. That's all.
Yes.
I guess pour it and then I'll smell it. Please, or something. I don't think this is that new. I think I've seen this a while.
No, I think it's been around. The orange is intense.
It smells like a not real... It smells like Tang almost.
Exactly.
It almost
yeah.
smells like Tang to me.
Yeah, that's a kick in the glass.
I'm going to say it's not a great start.
It's very artificial orange.
It could still be good, but... Did you say it was clear that this is supposed to be natural orange?
It said natural orange flavors.
Because it's almost like orange oil, like if you got it from like... I can almost get some
like
of
an
that,
essential oil thing?
Yeah.
It's just very strong orange. Which, like the Glenmorangie Nectar d'Or, certainly not that
it's very
way.
Very subtle. For that, it's very subtle, for
all
sure.
Right, going in.
I think Jameson might have a coffee one as well. I'm trying to think of other...
They have another one.
Other flavors, like...
They have another one, for sure.
John seemed to struggle with that.
It took me off guard a little. They're not shy with the orange flavor. To me, this is the orange... whiskey equivalent of Fireball being cinnamon whiskey.
I'm going to go ahead and say no to this.
It's not very good.
Like
it's so strong artificial orange.
It's a lot of artificial orange, and then it's like weirdly bitter at the end. Like to me, this is way less smooth than normal Jameson.
Yeah, I agree.
Like it's not the worst thing I've ever had, but...
No, the orange reminds me of something and I can't figure it out.
I feel like this is specifically for some type of like bomb or something. You know what I mean?
I was thinking of this. I was like, what could this possibly be? What are you doing with this?
I don't know which one, but it almost seems like you're mixing this with Red Bull and some other liqueur and shots or
sure.
something. I don't know. Mm-mm.
Well, this is why we try it, you know?
It's why you bought a shooter and not a whole bottle.
Yes.
Good to try. If you would have bought a whole fifth, I would have.
Really scouring for some recipes for this because I would have been like, I don't know what the fuck I could mix with this.
Okay. I tried it once. I've got to try it again.
And I took a healthy gulp, so don't be afraid to get in there. Oh, what was that?
I don't think taking a giant mouthful is the best approach for actually tasting it, for the record.
But
it's not good. I don't like this.
The beginning was at least a little bit more orange, but yeah.
We don't try many things on here that I am like outright, like, I don't really want this again. And this is one of them. I don't know. I could finish this. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Like, if you were like, do you want a shot at Jameson Orange or Fireball? I would say, give me the Jameson, please. You know, like, I'm happy with that.
It'd be close for me, honestly.
Okay. Oh, because you like Fireball more than me.
Yes,
hey, Jameson Orange or SoCo? What do you want a shot of?
Jameson Orange. Yeah. I'll drink a handle of Jameson Orange before. Yeah, I'll learn to love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Again, we respect you, Jameson.
We respect you.
We respect your normal.
And we're not saying like, oh, I'm never buying regular Jameson because of this. It's like,
we're just not buying this one.
You tried something. Here's some notes. Maybe try something else.
And if you come out with a new flavor, I don't know. I might just not even want to try it.
It depends on what it's called. Coffee, I would try. If you're like
if they did have a coffee and I'm not making that up, I would still try it.
Yes. If you're going another fruit, I might be like, I'll read about reviews, you know? But that's why we're here.
You wouldn't trust them. What if everyone was like, oh my God, this is the perfect.
I'd be like, everyone's
Jameson.
Stupid.
Bring this to your parties as shooters. And it'd be like, I want to trust that. So
I'd be like, everyone's dumb.
Everyone's dumb but you.
Everyone's dumb but me.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, not all tries can be hits.
Yes.
But
unless you're Nick or myself.
I'm still going to say, I'm happy to have tried this and know it's bad.
Yes. So. And we're doing the service for the testies. You don't have to try this.
Yeah, you
don't. If you love fake orange, maybe give it a go. But
it's too cumbersome to mix in Tang powder into my Jameson. Is there any way that I could do it pre-bought? Like, yes.
Now, here's a question. If you tried this, you'd obviously know it was orange flavored. If I said, what liquor is this with? Would you have any idea?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't think I would. Would I know it's a whiskey above a vodka or something? Maybe.
Maybe. You'd be like, this is either a whiskey or a rum or some type of brandy or something.
Who knows?
Okay. Well, we tried it.
Shit happens.
What do I got today? More alcohol.
More things that we're going to eventually be able to say we tried it.
Today's going to be scary.
Tell me.
I was doing a lot of running.
Okay, you don't look like the running type. So your body shape just does not
running
tell that
errands,
story.
Driving, not physically moving my body.
That makes more sense.
Yes, yeah, that's a good point.
I was gonna say,
testes can't
John,
see me,
I don't
but...
think your knees and hips can handle that.
No, so. They would be powdered, like Tang. So we're gonna do something we've never done before. I don't think we're gonna do.
I don't think
a head to head, 2-on-2.
Two on two. That's confusing.
One on one.
We're gonna do
doubly
two one versus like two showdowns, right? I guess in a way,
two showdowns.
Because 2-on-2 would imply that we're like drinking two and trying to take a sum of their parts or something.
And instead of doing that, so
it's kind of like WWE, you know,
it's
right?
Just like WWE.
Hey, do you want to watch Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar face off for the belt later?
Obviously.
Of course you do. But, you know, you're going to have to watch the Big Show and Rey Mysterio run around the ring first.
Which is fine.
You know, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But that's not the one for the belt.
That's not the main event.
I mean?
They're doing that one first for a reason.
It'll be fun. Yes. But not quite as good. So.
Exactly. Do you have any gosh dang clue?
No. So we're doing two head-to-heads.
Yes.
And they're both in the alcohol world.
Yes.
Does that imply there are no viable third options for them? It does not imply that?
It doesn't imply that. It implies they're fucking hard to find for some reason.
Okay. John's upset.
I'm upset.
He's been spitting on his own floor. I think he's just mad. I have no real guesses here. I'm interested to see what you got.
Well, let's say you were kind of close with something you said earlier.
Guinness?
St. Paddy's Day special.
St. Patrick's Day special
that's the shortened version.
No, I'm just doing translation.
Yes, thank you. Does Guinness have competitors? Sure. Murphy's,
Murphy's. That's the one. That's what I think of.
Murphy's is a big. That's probably the easiest to find. I didn't find it.
Oh.
Beamish is supposed to be a good one. Didn't find it. O'Hara's. Didn't find it.
So what did you find? Left Hand has a dry. I've never seen this dry Irish stout. Oh my God! Yes. Nitro.
So Guinness is a dry Irish stout. Is there a chance this one has way more flavor? Possibly, but it does have a low ABV. So I think maybe they did this similarly.
I think very clearly by the name, they're trying to make a Guinness.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So is it going to have more flavor? Who knows? We'll see. I haven't had many other non-Guinness beers.
I've had Murphy's.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had it.
I've had Murphy's.
It's impossible to find now, Nick. I've been to 7 stores today.
Can I be honest? I have considered this before and just completely failed on finding the alternatives. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. I'm sure.
I know.
But I just don't know where.
And I was like, you know what? I want to get it done. So then I started hedging halfway through. So I'd been to 3 stores.
I've been there, John.
Not edging, hedging.
Oh. What's hedging?
So.
Just show me now. Maybe I'll figure it out. Oh, you got a Killian's Irish Red. Okay. These are hard to come by as well.
Killian's was the second hardest to find.
Killian's is not easy.
I went to 7 stores and found it in one. I feel like it used to be in every store.
John, when we were in college, you could find it anywhere.
It was everywhere.
Nowadays, it's a struggle. Whenever I see Killian's now, I get it.
You should. Because it's hard to find.
Really rare.
Now, I might have been able to find like 3 Irish Reds, but I'd already been to several stores and didn't want to go back. But there was another one that I found. This one's much more common now.
I've seen this. Smithwick's Red Ale. Is that meant to be the same? A red Irish, I guess.
Yeah, because it even says Irish Red on it somewhere, I think. Or maybe that was just the...
Okay. I've definitely heard of Smithwick's.
Yes.
And they're both legitimate Irish beers, right?
Yes.
Am I right on that?
I think it said Kilkenny on the back or something.
Product of Ireland.
Ireland.
Killian's is too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are being thematic.
Yes. So
Killian's is a product of the USA, by the way.
Okay. I would just say yes. St. Paddy's Day special. So we've got the Irish versus the American for both of these.
And we started with an Irish whiskey.
That's right.
Oh, so yeah, you're right. Ireland versus
two America.
Where's Left Hand even from?
Maybe Colorado or something.
Oh, it's Colorado.
Is it?
It's Colorado.
Nailed it.
I don't know what you just said. I'm just trying to go with it.
So we're going to have a red ale versus a dry stout.
Just to start off.
Yes.
In general, if I'm at a bar and they have all of these, I'm probably going for the Irish red ale, right? I like a Guinness.
Dry stout.
I like what a Guinness does.
Yes.
But typically I would go for the Killian Smithwick's option.
And of those, which one would you pick?
Well, I've never had them. I've never really had the Smithwick, so I would always go Killian's because I know I like it. But that's not what we're doing here. We're going to figure out
Smithwick's better option. If you've been making mistakes all these years.
Well, I'm sure I've never been to a bar with both of them available to me, if I'm
probably
being real.
Not. So I guess this is unprecedented. We'll get this started, and we'll see how this goes. We'll get this poured. We'll go through the logistics. We'll be back. And we're back. We've got 4 beers here, and I'm kicking myself now for not apologizing to you in advance.
Oh.
For the Jameson. I know how much you dislike orange flavored
things. Oh, I thought you were going to say you shouldn't apologize for me only having 2 of each. Okay, yeah, no, the Jameson. Don't apologize for the other thing later.
Okay.
And anything else you've done to me, there's plenty to apologize for.
All right, so we've got 4 beers.
Looks like we're going to be doing the Irish Reds first.
Yep.
I'm certain that I can tell that much.
1 and 2 are the Irish Reds. 3 and 4 are the dry Irish Stouts. 1 and 2, there's some color difference. One's a decent amount darker.
Nope.
Okay.
You're saying 1 is darker?
No, I mean 1 of the 2.
Oh, I thought you were...
Sorry. Okay. 2 is significantly darker than 1. I see where the confusion is. It becomes a little weird.
But then on 3 and 4, the foam of number 4 is like foam on chocolate milk versus the foam on white milk.
Yeah, it's darker.
Does milk have foam? Don't worry about
it. If you want it, you know, if you got to want it bad.
Don't worry about it.
Seems like they also have different volumes, which
slightly
is a big surprise, to be honest with you.
Honestly, these two almost seem to be slightly different too.
Yeah.
Just slightly.
Huh. Okay. I have to hope that the Americans have more beer in there, but I'm going to note it down, actually. 1 in 3 have more.
Thanks for keeping a note of that.
Well, I want to see. I want to see if the Americans are coming through with the volume.
You know what? The negligible volume is not going to matter here for me. It's going to be flavor, John. It's going
to
be flavor.
I want it to be flavor, but if I'm going to drink 40 of these in a day, it's going to make a difference.
It's true.
Thank you.
But you're kind of a little baby, so probably you're going to want less.
One time I had 39, and Nick will not stop giving me shit for it. All right, we're trying one. Thoughts on one?
Hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know yet. Stop.
Now, there was a time where I think maybe both of us were going pretty hard on Killian's in college.
Yeah. So, I don't think that's Killian's, is my first thought. But, like, I don't think it's super malty. It's, like, almost got a little bit of that, like, a little pale ale type flavor to it on my tongue.
Just, like, light, crisp bitterness almost.
Yeah, but it's also the same. So, it's got a little bit of pale ale vibes, but kind of in a light way.
Yeah.
Which is good. I enjoy that. But, like, as far as maltiness goes, it's not
really
too,
not,
it's not too much.
Not a lot there.
It's not too much.
There's also a chance I'll have both of them and be like, oh, I haven't had one of these in a while.
That's why I was calling it. I was like, I'm probably going to drink number two and be like, I don't think that's Killian's
right
either. So my memory of it is off. But like when we were in college, like you'd go get a 6-pack of beer for like $8 and then Killian's would always be sitting there like, we're $6.
Hey.
Like, what do you want to do?
And I like that one, or I liked it more than some of the other ones.
Yeah. It was like no risk and it's cheaper. Like,
great.
All right.
We all, you know, we had our paths. We had a friend who went through a Rolling Rock phase.
I lived with him and
he did.
Thus, I had to go through a slight Rolling Rock phase.
Hey.
It wasn't that good, but
they've got cool green cans. They've got a horse. It's cool. I pull for them. I haven't had one in a very long time, but
it's been quite a while. Okay. This is definitely maltier and not as like hoppy.
Yeah. Yeah, not as, I'd say bitter, not in a bad way, but it's definitely more malty.
Right off the bat, though, it's a little more watery than I would have expected.
Yeah, neither of them are bursting with flavor. That's what I was wondering.
Not like as much. I was expecting that one to have more flavor, but at the beginning, I'm kind of let down. But then it kind of builds in the back of my mouth. But
sure. That's what I was wondering also, if I would recognize it, because I also remember going to a friend of ours. We would go there, and he would have Boston lagers.
Yeah.
And he was like very proud of that. And I remember like the first time I had one being like, this is really strong. And so, you know, palates change a little bit.
I haven't had a Boston lager in so long.
I haven't either. I used to have a decent amount because I would get their samplers.
And it used to be a go-to at bars. I'd be scared and sure, I'd say Boston lager, but now bars don't really have it anymore.
Yeah. You know what I had the other day that they had on tap? Cold Snap. Cold Snap's one of their better ones hanging around.
I drink a Cold Snap right
Cold
now.
Snap and Oktoberfest are their regulars that are quite good.
Let's pour these out. Let's get
okay, let's Snap. Just let's switch these up.
I think their winter lager is underrated, but okay.
Oh, the winter lager's good.
Okay, so don't even.
I always forget about it. But why? Sam Adams, I want you to be better. Anyway. Irish Reds. Not bad. A little lighter on flavor than I had remembered.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like if I go to a new brewery or something, and I'm like, oh, they have a red. I like reds. I'll get it and be like, eh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Seldom do I think like a brewery's best beer is a red ale. So maybe I'm not as into them as I thought. But they're still good. But
yeah, you're also talking like kind of a go-to regular.
Yeah.
So
let's take a break. Let's break on those.
Okay.
Let's get to the dry stouts. Dry?
Yes.
Dry stouts.
Dry stouts. They have similar sized heads. I mean, they look pretty similar. There's like, these always have weird bubbling on the sides, which I don't understand how it works.
I don't know. The subtle chocolate, chocolatey flavor of it. Maybe I like number three more than I was expecting.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
That is nice. A little like coffee kind of thing.
It's like a, yeah, it's like a nice, like subtle chocolatey, maybe coffee flavor, but it's like doesn't punch you in the mouth. It's
yeah.
Like, it's subtle in a good way though.
I'll say these are some of the most jarring that I had as a youth, like having them for the first time. Because they look like they're this deep, intense. And you have them and they're pretty light.
Yeah, because I remember learning pretty early. It's like one of the lowest like
calorie
beers is a Guinness. Like, how does that make any sense?
But then you taste it and you're like, oh, it's not. It actually, like, I don't know which ones that this is, but it has more flavor. Because then I have this thing of like they're light, but I don't know. These are pleasant. They're like easy drinking if you want. If you want like a darker beer, but you don't want to be nursing it for a while, I'm making a great point and you're sneezing.
God.
But they're like the easy drinking version of like a really intense dark beer. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool.
I go through like porters and stout phases.
Yeah.
But then I also go through phases where I think they're too much.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, I had a definite porter stout phase in college. That was kind of my... I think you guys went a little, maybe...
John, we all go through phases in college. We don't need to be embarrassed about it.
I think you guys went more hoppy, and I went a little bit more like porters and stouts.
That's probably... I think that's true.
And I think when I was in that phase, I tried a Guinness for the first time, and I was like, oh, that's not what I expected. And also, just... this was, I'm almost certain, the first nitrogen beer I ever had. And that was like... if you're expecting bubbles, you're like, whoa, this feels flat.
Yeah, nitros weren't really a thing until...
no.
I mean, even though Guinness was always, and then a little bit later, nitro... people then were like, we're doing a nitro IPA or whatever the fuck.
And you're yeah.
like, what are you doing?
What's going on here?
But hey, people do it.
They do it. I kind of like it. It's a nice change-up. I would also love to try a Guinness in Ireland. Because everyone says it's different, and part of me is like, is this all just bullshit?
Everyone says it's better there.
But then I've heard people that were like, I thought it was complete bullshit, and I had one, and it wasn't. Going on to number two, this one smells very, very coffee, dark. Dark chocolate.
It's like a burnt dark chocolate smell, almost.
Mmm.
And it's kind of what it tastes like a burnt chocolate,
it's
almost.
It's like smoky.
In a decent way, a good way.
Yeah, it's like a little smoky.
Huh. I didn't expect to like those two more than the Irish Reds today, but I think I do. Those are good.
I would prefer both of these over the Irish Reds.
But I think it's so situational. I think on certain days we'd be the opposite. But
yeah.
It's hard to speak to those other versions of us.
That's true. We'll try to get them in here at some point.
It's going to be a weird rapid fire this time.
Yep. But an easy double fister.
You could just skip right to it. That's what you needed to do. You could just double fist and get over with it.
But I'm not there yet. They're still speaking to me. I'm curious what it's going to be like to go back.
How many people out there are like, hey, I'm going to go out for St. Paddy's Day this weekend, drink a bunch of Busch Light? You know, maybe don't. Maybe drink one of these.
Maybe try one of these bad boys. Because that's the thing. They're all pretty easy drinking. You know, even if you're looking to tie one on, it's not like... this one's going to knock you back. These are all relatively low ABVs. The highest one here is Killian's at like 5-something.
I think it was 5.2.
Yeah.
Which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's honestly, some of these are pretty close to like a light beer. A little more, but...
well, at least the left hand was like 4.3. Isn't that like what a light beer is?
I think.
4.2, 4.3 range is what I think.
So, you know, maybe Irish it up. You've got some Irish in you, I think.
I did a 23andMe, and I'm like 20% Irish or something.
Okay.
So not overly, you know. So thank God, but I'm just kidding.
Just going by family members, you know, that's obviously completely inaccurate, but I'm probably about a quarter. One of my grandparents is pretty Irish. So, you know, we're qualified.
We're qualified to drink these?
We're basically Irish.
Oh, yeah.
On St. Paddy's Day, we're going to be those guys.
I'm Irish. Hey, we have more right to claim it than a lot of people who are pretending. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true. But we're also going to stay home and forget that it was St. Paddy's Day at all. So
that's also accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually heard I heard an ad for Jameson. I'm just remembering this now. And they're like, oh, it was supposed to be my year because I was going to fall on a Saturday, but then we had a leap year, so it's a Sunday. So they're doing their thing of like, celebrate on Saturday. It's like early. I'm like, I bet that actually did cut into their sales. If it would have been on a Saturday, it might have actually been more. I think everyone who's going out is just getting hammed and either showing up to work extremely hungover or just taking it off, but still.
It is definitely a situation where I'd love to see sales numbers of all of these companies by month just for fun.
Oh my gosh, March must just be off the
charts. I'm guessing it is. Like, I'm guessing March for Jameson and Guinness is crazy.
I bet it's insane.
Killian's maybe not as much, but.
This is the thing that drives me nuts, though. I went to 7 places today. How many of them do you think had Guinness?
I would, 7?
7 of them.
Probably all, yeah.
How many of them had left hand?
Like, 2? 1?
1.
I don't know. Like, none of them.
And then Smithwick's, probably 4.
Huh.
And 1 Killian's. And I'm just like,
that's crazy.
Don't you want to be the one that you can, like, kind of differentiate yourself? People love being contrarian and being like, oh, Guinness is the bad one. Or, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, if you're the one person who provides it, I don't get it.
I agree. They have to be out there. I wouldn't know where to tell you where to go. Like,
I also feel like I've seen Murphy's 1,000 times until I want to look for it, and then it's just evaporated.
I feel like it was like at least 5 years ago. I used to always see it, though.
Yeah, so. I think it goes in phases for some reason. I think Killian's had a phase, Smithwick's.
In fairness, I don't think Guinness's popularity is nearly where it used to be.
No.
But...
No, yeah, there was a weird Guinness phase. I don't know what that was about. I have to say, they've got like a cool aesthetic.
They do, but I feel like you'd go to a random ass bar and they would always have Guinness.
Yeah,
like 5 years ago. Nowadays, I wouldn't expect that.
That's true. That's true. And that's what I mean though. Like, I feel like I saw more Guinness merch too. People love Guinness merch and they love Jägermeister merch. Jägermeister was just. Wow.
Let's drink some Jaeger.
I mean, they both have cool aesthetics, and then I remember having them and being like, oh.
I haven't done any Jaeger since high school. Or no, college, I meant to say college the whole time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll see if you're forgiven, but I don't know. And you could do worse than drinking Guinness, that being your regular thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think there's a bigger gap between the Irish Reds than there are the Stouts. I think I know which one I prefer in the Irish Reds.
I think so, too.
The Stouts, I'm not actually sure.
Stouts is an interesting one, yeah. But the other thing is, like, I know which Irish Red I prefer. I don't know which one's a better example of an Irish Red. You know what I mean?
I don't either, because I don't feel like I have enough. But in my brain, whichever one I think Killian's is has to be the better one.
Yeah.
Like, that's right. The better example, even though it's not even Irish. So.
But, hey, that doesn't necessarily mean they're doing it better.
Our last Oktoberfest episode was won by an American. Yeah. So.
That's right.
It's disappointing.
But they put on a show. They were putting on a clinic.
Yeah.
Who was that? It's not...
Founders.
Founders. I always confuse Left Hand and Founders for some reason.
Is Left Hand even from Michigan?
No, they're from Colorado.
Founders is from Michigan, isn't it?
Or yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Mm.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that one already today, John. Didn't like it then. Like it now.
That's kind of why I did it. Have you ever gone out for St. Paddy's Day?
I think when I was like a senior in college, I went back to the town I went to for high school, and me and some friends went out for St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no, but one time.
Were you I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah. I was just screaming that at people. I don't know. I feel like where we're from, you're not special for being part Irish. I think everyone's like an Irish German mutt.
And yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's just what it is.
It's I think like, so it's fine. Too. I think there's a ton of German and Irish in that area.
Everyone's got some, and it's whatever.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's my breakdown. Obviously not.
But like scientific. Even then, all the bars were like, we have tons of Bud Light, Busch Light, and you know, it's like oh. This is a weird thing to do on St. Paddy's Day, but okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know who came up with this. It must have been those beer producers, but they're like, if you put a couple drops of green food dye, these are Irish beers now. You know what I mean?
you're right. That's brilliant marketing.
It's so good on their
part. Oh, here's a green Bud Light. It's like, I'm Irish.
It's green now, so you don't have to feel bad for drinking this over an actual Irish beer.
All the food they should serve is, I know haggis isn't Irish, but that should be it anyways.
Is that Scottish?
I think it's Scottish.
Yeah, this blood sausage and I think, I don't know if that's Irish.
All I know that eats like soda bread and shit. I don't know.
Irish soda bread.
That's all I fucking know.
I don't think I've ever had soda bread. I've had Lucky Charms.
I've had Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the complete list?
No. There's
at least double that.
Some unlisted things.
Some unlisted things we've had on pod.
Yeah, we have Fruit Loops here.
And expensive Fruit Loops and cheap Fruit Loops.
Yeah, Malto Meal and Magic Spoon.
Magic Spoon.
I don't know. I think I know where I'm at already.
With the head-to-head, these are a little more clear.
When it's head-to-head, it's so much easier to just pound one, pound the next, and just be like, hey,
yeah,
it's where I'm at.
So you know where you're at, right? Do you have guesses?
Yeah, I got all my guesses.
Are your winners both American?
No.
Okay.
It'd be embarrassing if that's how it felt.
I haven't leveled down my the dry Irish stouts. See, that one's very philosophical to me.
Number four is like extra chocolatey.
Yeah. Right?
Like there's more of a subtlety to number three.
Yes, for sure.
So I think that's the philosophy you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and it's like four is closer to, if you said a stout, that's more what I'm picturing. But three is more like it's subtle, like you said. It's got nuance. It's interesting, but it's still very drinkable. So, like, it depends on the occasion.
Bat mitzvah.
At a bat mitzvah, easy, easy.
Okay.
If you don't know which one it is,
okay,
what are you doing here?
But that's not what we're here for.
That's not what we're here for.
We don't tell you what's the best thing to consume at a bat mitzvah.
Sometimes we do, but not today.
We might include that, but that's not our overall ranking.
Yeah, that's incidental.
It's just a very important, it's like an 80% part of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's where, we find ourselves most of the time.
What else do you do on weekends?
I got nothing.
I wouldn't know. I never said the words in stone, did I? I don't think so. Good.
I think my
last time I had three and four back to back, I might have changed my mind. So.
It's tough.
Yeah, those two are
tough. The Irishes, I think, are probably in stone
for me. They're all Irish. What'd you say?
Sorry, the Reds. They're all Irish.
Ish.
Just like
all Irish style.
Just like us. We're Irish-ish.
Yes. No one would look at you and think anything but Irish. John's a redhead. I don't know if anyone knows that.
Yeah.
Big old curly red hair.
It's curly. Yes.
Number two just tastes a lot like a malt drink. It's nice. It's very malty.
They're both good, though. Like,
I think they're good for very different reasons, though.
Yeah, the drinkability of one's gaining on me.
Yeah, the number one and two are very different.
Both
good, very different.
That's why I'm just curious of, like, one is a better example?
Yeah, what is, like, the most authentic Irish red taste like? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Probably more like whichever one Smithwick's is. Then we'll know, right?
Maybe.
Right, Smithwick's, yeah.
Smithwick's, yeah.
I think I've had a normal Smithwick's, because there's an Irish bar not far from here that I went to. And their Irish whiskey list was daunting, and they were, like, pressuring me to order. So I just ordered. He was like, you have an Irish beer? Like, yeah, we have Smithwick's. Like, all right.
All right, fine. Even though, did you probably want an Irish whiskey more?
It was scary. Sometimes servers come at you too hard.
Oh, yes.
They're like, you're ordering now.
Yeah.
Okay, look over the menu. I will watch you look it over. And that's like, all right.
Especially because, like, Irish whiskey, for me at least, is something I'm very interested in, but know much less about than, like, Scotch or something. So I at least Scotch is, if I know a little bit about it, I'm like, I can kind of guess roughly, you know, like, this is an Islay, this is a Speyside or whatever. Irish, I'm like, I have no idea what this is going to be.
It's just, I think we're both in the same boat. We're sitting back, waiting for Conor McGregor to do a masterclass on
exactly.
this. You know?
Exactly.
We're just waiting. It's in his brain. He just needs to get it out and let us all know.
It needs to be in video format so we can watch it and then say, okay.
Yes.
I guess I will order Prop 12.
Still in my house.
Been on the pod.
It got last place in the Irish whiskey episode.
Did it get that for both of us?
Both of us. And literally every time I drink it, I'm like, how did this get last place on anything? I think it's great.
I think that's a good sign for Irish whiskey.
For the record, I think it's great. So
I think that's, it tells a lot about Irish whiskeys that the one that clearly lost is still great.
Yeah, I'm not wanting to finish the bottle. So that's a good sign.
Excellent.
I think I'm comfortable where I'm at.
Okay. I'm going to have to, you know what?
Hey. I wouldn't rush you.
Thank you. You. I might double fist it. maybe not. The differences are clear enough that it's not... Oh my God, Nick's doing it. I mean, that was the fastest... Oh my God. That was vulgar.
The differences are pretty clear, but I think double fisting helped there. I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think do it. Go for it. He just double nose banged. That's all.
That was hot.
There was a moment where I thought we weren't going to get these knocked down, but they're getting there. Good job. Nick and John?
Good job.
Mission accomplished.
We got them.
I love the way number three sticks to the inside of the glass. Like, look at that.
Now, when you drink a dry Irish stout, every time, like if I was just drinking this, I would rotate the glass a little so it washed up the side. So by the end, it was clean.
Okay.
Do you do that at all?
I don't think so. I don't buy these that often.
Okay.
And the last time I did, and this was stupid, but I bought it because I wanted to make like a Guinness pie. Right. So I bought like a 4-pack mm-hmm. and then we used one of them to make like a stew. Which is great, right? It tasted really good.
Yeah.
But then I had three more, and I was super lazy, and I think I just drank them out of the can.
Oh.
And I think that's a mistake. I think they're much better out of a cup.
Yeah, I agree.
Somehow that I was like, me pouring this into a cup and then putting the cup in the dishwasher is too much work, so I said, just do it out of the can.
Also, pouring, these type of drink, like a Guinness in this case, is one of the best parts. They look so cool when they're like frothing up.
Yeah. Were you judging me for making a Guinness pie?
The last time I bought Guinness, I was making a stew with Guinness.
It's so good, though.
It was a few months ago, it was incredible. I was laughing because I was like, this is exactly what I did last time a few months ago.
Did you put it like into a pie or just ate stew?
It was a beef stew.
Because after I did the pie, I was like, this is good, but I think it'd be just as good if I just ate stew. Is what my end conclusion was. So.
Yeah, I just had it as a beef stew, and it was quite good. Okay. I was like, I'm doing this again.
Okay. You laughed because we did the same.
I laughed because I was like, we're just the same guy, apparently.
I mean, it sounds like a beat you to the punch. Mine was like a year ago, but no big deal.
Yeah, a few months and a year ago, yeah, mine was.
Damn it!
Yeah, mine was this winter. And, Stews are great. And you can make so much. Like, it's just as easy to make 10 servings as it is to make 2.
Okay, we're going to go on a quick pause. John and I are going to make a stew.
And that's a euphemism.
Oh yeah. We have no ingredients for such a thing.
Yeah, I can't make an actual stew.
Yeah, I feel like they're both kind of philosophical arguments, but whatever. How are you feeling? Are you ready? You almost ready?
Yeah.
This boy's ready.
I got to put my guesses in stone.
I actually did not. Oh, I did write down my guesses. Okay, good. I'm always scared about auditing.
Yeah, which, good.
I know what's in my head, but when the auditors come in, they need to see it. I need to initial it and timestamp it. No way that could be faked later.
Of course not.
I'm quite confident our guesses are going to be the exact same.
Yep.
I'd be shocked if they weren't.
I mean, yeah.
Preference might switch, but...
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going with the stouts.
Hey, well, let's get there. Let's get there.
All right.
First, we got to do the Irish Reds.
We're going Irish Reds first because it was probably more obvious.
Which is which? Let's do guesses on Irish Reds first.
I'm going Smithwick's one.
Right? I mean, I'm almost sure number two. So when Vivi tried Killian's for the first time, she liked it because it tasted like a malt drink.
Mm-hmm.
Number two tastes like a malt drink to me.
It's good.
And number one does not. It's more like a pale ale, which is good in its own way. It's just by no means like a malty drink.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, I'm with you. Number one is got to be Smithwick's.
Yep. Okay. What did you think number two was? I said Guinness. We both said two's Killian's. That'd be incredible if we got one of these wrong, like category. Number two is Guinness. Okay, so he said one is Smithwick's, two is Killian's.
Yep.
Do we want to rate these first?
Yeah. Let's just finish it.
So we both said number two is the best.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm an idiot.
Oh yeah, this is Nick Retro. Oh yeah, that's what I said too.
I'm writing it down in the John section, FYI. So
the John.
Number two is better to me. I love how malty it is.
Yeah.
Number one has kind of got like this weird. I mean, it's like kind of a little more pale, has a little more hoppiness to it, and I like it for that. But it's just not as good as the maltiness that number two brings.
Yeah, to me, number one is close to a cross between a. Like a pale ale and a pilsner or something. It's got kind of that refreshing bitterness.
Yeah, I can kind of see.
Where two is getting more into like the like dunkeled, like German.
Yes.
And so
I'm with you there.
We both got a little German in us, so maybe that's what it is.
We can boast about all the things in us.
Yeah. About to have a co-host in me. Bang.
I've just got a hint of Bulgarian in there too.
Oh, really?
Just a dash.
Just a... That's the secret ingredient.
That's my secret ingredient. Like the Bulgarian.
Do you really?
That's what 23andMe said.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know how much to trust that shit.
It's probably a little more accurate than what I'm doing, which is...
Randomly guessing? Yeah, you're right. I'm sure it's better than randomly guessing.
Their names, basically. Okay.
So we're in the same place there.
Yep.
Do we move on? We'll figure out later.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Okay. So... Guesses are probably a little more obvious. What did you think three was?
Three's Guinness.
Yeah, it's Guinness.
It kind of has to be, right?
Four's got to be left hand.
I think it just has to be.
I think so, too. Now, which one did you prefer?
Three.
I did two.
Okay.
I started off, and I was like, four's got a punt. Like, more flavor's better. And then I was like, think of when I'm using this.
That's why I wasn't sure, because you made it seem like it was obvious that the one that was left hand was better. And I was like, I don't know, John.
For some reason, I just thought you were going to go with the stronger one, honestly.
Number four is, like, very chocolatey,
yeah.
But every time I drink three and it's more subtle and easy drinking, I gravitated towards that. I was like, oh, this is much more, like, easier to come back to.
Yeah.
Where, like, maybe on one single drink I prefer four, but that's not really what it is to me.
Yeah. How I got through it, because you could easily make a strong case for four. I think four is very good.
I think it is.
Where I went was like, if I had to get rid of one of these, I think there's a lot of things that could take place of four, like that Stouts Porters area. But three has such a unique, like, it's still complex and interesting, but it's easy drinking. I don't know. That's like a niche that's kind of...
Three made me want to come back for more.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what I ended up picking. It was really... I agree with you.
If I'm going to have 40, I would probably go with that.
Three and four are really close. John drinks 40 beers a day.
I drink 40 beers a day.
And then a fifth as well.
Plus, yeah, well, we don't have to... I would drop that.
Those are different things.
Yeah, I don't know why you're even talking about them.
He likes to think he's functional, so let's leave it at
that.
Thank
you for saying I'm functional. So, whoa.
We're just same. John, same.
I honestly thought you were going to go four as
your favorite.
Well,
when you initially said, you made some very clear thing that at the very beginning that you thought number four was better. It made it sound like. So I was like, all right, John's different than me.
Well, I just, for some reason, I just assumed you would go with the stronger one. So I was like, oh, you probably like all the, do you like the American ones?
It kind of feels like number four is this is Guinness, number three, but you put some like Hershey's chocolate syrup into it and mixed it in.
Oh, see, I was thinking
that's more, almost how I feel about it.
It was like a regular stout that you poured a cup of water in or something.
What, number three?
Four.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, it's got like the depth. Have you ever had Shinerbach?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm about to just go on a drive-by here. That one feels like a dark lager that's watered down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it almost has that punch, but it just kind of peters out. I think four is still quite good. But I don't know. I think three just has like a unique niche that I like, you know?
I like three.
It's good.
It was pleasant.
Yeah. So I guess we should find out. So we're going to go number two.
The winner of the
our
first
winner that we think is Killian's is Smithwick's.
Are you? No. I don't believe that.
I have extras, so if we need to see which one's darker or not, we can do that. Check one to make sure the numbers line up. This should be a one.
But you could have, like, mixed it up, right? There's no way this is Killian's. I'm struggling to believe this.
I am too. I'm in the same boat as you.
So you're saying two, number two is Smithwick's.
Yes.
I'm not one to advocate for opening more beers when we have this much in front of us.
Yeah, I'm in. Should we check the other ones first?
Okay, we might have to double check this.
Okay, three, I feel like if this doesn't say Guinness. Scientists, so we're going to check four. Yep, left hand.
Okay, so the dry Irish stouts we agree on. The Irish reds, we don't believe the legend, right? Yeah. The legend told us something and we said, nah, brah.
How about I grab one?
I think you have to.
Smithwick's?
Sure. I don't think it matters. Oh, it's going to be warm. It's fine. Apparently, you were at a lot of places. Where'd you find time to do this today? Did you take like a half a day to go to seven different stores?
Yeah, I thought I was going to take half an hour, and I took like 2 hours. I mean, that's... that's definitely it.
I mean, we have to drink it.
Yeah.
We have to try it.
Okay, gang, it's looking like this is correct, at least based on color.
Yep, shouldn't have doubted it. Number two, Smithwick's. That's crazy. I thought Killian's was a super malty beer.
Same.
I drank a Killian's, which was number one, and said, wow, that's not malty at all. That's wild. I'm going to make Vivi drink a Smithwick's.
Oh, she'll probably love it.
I think she's going to like it a lot.
Whoa.
Okay. That's blowing my mind.
Kind of awesome. Look, we're both kind of pulling for the Irish one.
I think in a way it would have been sad if Killian's blew the other one out of the water.
Yeah.
But what actually happened is Smithwick's blew Killian's out of the water.
So weird.
Okay.
Just retesting Killian.
Mm. John's like, yep, that's Killian's. I just tried number one. I like that more.
That's
and
Killian's.
It's Killian's.
Huh.
Wow. Good job. Hey, good job.
Way Smithwick's. To go, Smithwick's.
We didn't believe in you. We should have.
Wow.
Wow, I really thought, like, hey, we got this. Easy. Easy peasy.
I'm surprised at how often that happens, because we've both had Killian's a decent amount. Probably not lately, but... but maybe if we tried another beer, like maybe two is just, or now we know, Smithwick's is just very malty and that's, just hey, made Killian's in contrast look. But I'll, even I'll on like the first taste drink. Of Killian's, we both agreed that it wasn't very malty.
That's why I called it out at the beginning. I was like, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm calling it out.
Huh.
I'm calling it out before even trying the second one.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, that solidifies my knowledge of Killian's. It okay. did the exact opposite, but it was still a useful data point.
Wow. This shook out different than we expected. The Irish ones won.
Intuitively, Ireland should have won twice, and it did.
It did.
So good job, Ireland.
Yeah.
Outside of Jameson Orange.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit of a hit.
We can agree Jameson itself is good. Jameson Orange maybe put some time into some other varieties. Yeah. I don't know.
Not every idea can be a winner.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to burn an idea.
But the difference between you and a lot of other companies is a lot of your non-winner ideas don't make it to market. Whatever. Yeah. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, maybe you're like, okay, I have two good ideas, but I'm supposed to come up with three, and you're like, oh, orange. And then in the meeting, they're like, I think orange is the move. And you're like, oh, shit.
I know, but Yukon Jack has an apple. You know? They're like, maybe we should have it. Okay, orange, fine.
Wait, Yukon Jack, you're referring to the dark sheep of Canadian whiskey?
Of course. But wait, do you think Jameson is not trying to emulate what Yukon Jack's doing?
I did not say that. Don't put those words in my mouth. Of course they are. Please.
You know Ireland is just looking at Yukon Jack as just kind of like, what do we do next?
Yep.
So that's why I brought it up.
Whoa.
Either way, I mean, it was more interesting. It was interesting with the red ale. I thought that one was the most open and shut case when we tried them. I was like,
yes.
Two's better. Two is Killian's. It wasn't.
I was honestly
always
like,
surprises.
Maybe Smithwick's not a great example of an Irish red, but
I kind of agreed, but it turns out Killian's might not be.
Yeah.
And then for the Irish stouts,
Left Hand was great.
I think they both had a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And I think Left Hand has a place.
Sure.
It's just if I had to pick them overall, I'd pick Guinness.
Yep.
But it's all right. Next week, Canadian whiskeys.
Next week, Canadian whiskeys.
That's what we're doing. Yukon Jack will be here.
I mean, it's up to you guys. Let us know. Should we do Canadian whiskeys? We probably won't next week is my guess, but who knows? Let us know what you want us to try. And also let us know, what do you think of the format? What do you think of the two head-to-heads simultaneously? Because a lot of the times, for some goddamn reason, like there's three that I know and I can only find two. Like, I think we'd both been thinking of the dry Irish stouts for a while.
I would have loved a way to do Guinness well before this. But and the thing it's is, hard. It never worked.
We could still do it. You know what I mean? Like, we could still get like Murphy's and then one of the
other ones. Could get three legitimately Irish ones and throw a Left Hand out. I think that would still be a good test. I would definitely do that.
For sure, because we found comparing things to one another is like by far the best way to do it. So I think that's still on the table. But let us know what you think of this format. And if you have anything we should try, nickandjohnpodcast@gmail.com. Taste Test Dummies on Twitter. Until next time.